call this meeting of the policy committee of Akron Metropolitan Area Transportation Study to order at 13:32. Do we have a quorum?
We do have a quorum.
Thank you. Is there any audience participation?
Actually, there's not an audience member here, but did receive a phone call from a concerned citizen. This is regarding...
It's no problem.
No, luckily it's not. Actually, it's only regarding two communities. So Norfolk Southern is looking to abandon a rail line in Portage County that also goes up into Aurora. This citizen is concerned that Norfolk Southern shouldn't abandon it because it should be preserved for commuter rail. I wanted to let the members know that, at the same time, we have Portage Parks District working to possibly acquire that to build the trail. But there is some citizen support out there for maintaining our corridors specifically for rail and not changing them to trails. So that was a citizen comment I received via voicemail today, and I thought I'd put it on the record. So.
Duly noted. Thank you.
Oh, sir.
I'm Paul Adams, and I'm mayor of that guy in New Franklin. I didn't know if this would be a good time, but I just wanted to introduce myself and tell you I'm very excited to be looking forward to working with you.
Well, welcome.
Which means that we're losing this guy.
Yeah, this is too bad you stayed. Where are you going?
I'm going to be back here at UC. Time to go. And I appreciate everybody and the staff. Yeah, my neighbors, Mayor Newbar, and of course Mayor Judge, and all the people I've worked here for 23 years, and long time, 13 as mayor, and Joe Paradise and all the guys down here, fabulous organization. Can't believe all the money that we received by grace from AMATS. Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, we're losing a good brother down south. So.
That's right. It's been a pleasure. I'll truly ask.
Thanks.
Item number two, minutes, September 24th, 2017 meeting. Questions, comments, concerns about the minutes? I need a motion to accept. And remember, please repeat or say your name so that Carrie can catch your name.
So moved, Frank Harrison.
Do I have a second?
Second, Mickey Marazzi.
I have a motion, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Item number three, staff reports, financial progress report. Mr. Curtis Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you look at Attachment 3A, you'll see that right now we've expended about 30% of our budget. We're almost halfway through the year. This goes through November 30th. We are in good standing and look to be on budget for the year. Be happy to answer any questions. And I do need a motion.
I have a motion to accept.
Make a motion to accept, Bill Judge.
I have a motion and a second. I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Moving forward. Item 3B, technical progress report. Mr. Curtis Baker.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. Really only one thing that I wanted to put on the record in terms of policy stuff. Other though, I would like to just remind everyone that this is the time that we update and it's very timely from the Mayor Bullis in New Franklin. This is the time we update the membership roles in terms of who is the policy member, who's your alternates, et cetera. So you'll be receiving either email or it's going to be via email, correct, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Some requests that we could just ask you to fill in. If we don't hear from you, we'll probably assume that you're good or Carrie will follow up. On the federal funding side, and this is just something, and we don't have to get into a discussion, but I would like us to consider it. The script has really been flipped. We now have an administration that is discussing increasing the gas tax. The Trump administration has floated out an idea of 7 to 8 cent gas tax increase to help fund infrastructure projects going through the normal traditional federal system. Obviously, that news was celebrated, but then unfortunately, Minority Leader Schumer actually said that the Democrats are taking the gas tax off the table and will not discuss it. So this is my head hitting the wall. This has obviously become politicized. I mean, to the point where, I mean, everything is now, right? But I just wondered, and I know this is, we're not talking that we're some powerful national agency, but I did wonder if the policy committee had interest in renewing the discussion about, you know, passing a resolution supporting a gas tax increase, sending it not only to the Trump administration, but also to the Ohio leadership and the minority and majority leadership of the House. Just even though we might be one of many, it might not, you know, this would be the time to remind everyone that, hey, this is something that we talked about and the Democrats were, for the most part, supportive. When it first came out and they said 7 and 8 cents, the Democrats first said, well, that's not enough. You know, and now it's, well, we're not talking about that. So that's just something that, you know, is this the time that we revisit items like that? I think it's worth considering.
Curtis, you know, we have an existing resolution already from us. So.
Yes, we do. And when we passed it, we sent letters. You know, we received feedback from some of our congressional members saying they disagreed. you know, and so it's just, do we want to, you know, is that something that we would think is worthwhile? And if so, we would, you know, we would prepare something for January.
I think one of the mayors wanted a voice
tally.
Yeah, too, on that.
You know, it's funny, the first time we did it, it was very contentious. The second time we did it, it was not as contentious, although it wasn't unanimous. And, you know, it's just what we're seeing is 2018, and again, it sounds like it's going to be the year of infrastructure, but so is 2017. It's going to be the year. You know, so I don't know if it'll get, the can will get kicked, but it's something that I just wanted to float out to membership that, you know, if we did want to do something like that, this would be the time to even attempt it. So that's really all I wanted to report on, but it's interesting that, you know, we finally have someone in office that says, yeah, we do want to raise the gas tax, and it's been a very long time since we've even heard that, so there are opportunities out there.
Is there something we can talk further right now?
If you wish. And I was just saying if we would do something formally, we would prepare it for January. So
I would offer it up for discussion. I, for one, am very much supportive. I would love to see us come. You know, we've talked about it here quite often about the need to increase the federal funding to help us, especially up here in Northeast Ohio, and throughout the state as far as that goes. I would if at the end of the discussion, I'll entertain a motion to have Curtis draft a resolution in support of this.
I'll make a motion. I'm a lame duck.
I'll second it, Jim.
I have a motion, I have a second. Can we take an aye vote, or do we want to go person by person?
Aye vote.
Aye vote's fine.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same?
Very good.
Hearing none, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving forward. Item 3C, NH Federal Fund Report, attachment 3C. Mr. David Poulet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 3C is the federal funds report. First thing I'd like to discuss is the CMAQ, the new CMAQ projects that we'll be funding. MS received 13 applications for new CMAQ projects. We were able to fully fund six of those. The MPO executive directors approved the CMAQ project statewide on November 29th. And I'll be discussing those in more detail later in this meeting. The TAC TIP subcommittee met last week right after the TAC meeting to review the scoring on the STVD, the resurfacing, and the TASA applications. Those, there was no major issues that came up, so I'll be discussing those in just a few moments to in more detail. The funding program balances, we have about $3.7 million in STBG funds in fiscal year 18. We would really like to try to use that money somehow. If anyone has a phase of a project or anyone has a project they can move up. I know it's late in the game. I mean, it's, you know, we only have half a year left. But if anyone can use that money, please let us know, because I'd really like to use it locally. Otherwise, we'll have to probably loan it to another MPO, so we don't get penalized for having a large balance. And finally, I'd like to briefly review the new applications we received in STBG and resurfacing and in CASA. In STBG, we received $54.6 million in applications. We received 20 applications. STBG is probably our most versatile type of funding. It can be used on basically any federally functionally classified highway. Unfortunately, we only have 18.4 million to spend, so we can't. I think we funded about. We were able to fund about six applications. On resurfacing is a very popular program. This is exactly what it implies. It's just up to 3 inches of asphalt overlay, and you cannot use this to do any other type of improvements, such as signs or guardrails. It's strictly resurfacing. We received 55 applications requesting $26.8 million in funds, and we have about $12.3 million of funds available. And finally, TASA is our funding for bike and pedestrian projects. We received 14 applications requesting $8.1 million, and we have about $2.3 million available. And the slide I'd like you to look at now is showing you that the total amount of funds requested was $89.5 million. And the total amount of funding available was with, and this is with over programming, was about $32.9 million. And what I wanted to bring to your attention is this funding cycle, we only had enough funds to fund about 37% of the projects. So that's really a big deficit. And when you take this, it just kind of shows you the ratio of the needs in relation to the amount of funding available. And like Curtis was just talking about, when you take, we have to find some new sources of funding, because when you take this, the amounts that just we have, just the amount that we are not able to fund, and you multiply that times all the MPOs and all the states, and the needs are just so great compared to the amount of funding that's available. So this is a good example of why we need to do something. I'm not sure what that is, but something to generate more funding. So the next step is the TAC TIP subcommittee met last week, right after the TAC meeting, and there were no major issues. So the next step is at our January meeting, I'll officially present these projects, and we'll approve them and then add them to the TIP. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Dave, if I can just add that, you know, one of the things when we went through our big funding policy subcommittee and update, one of the things that we heard from a lot of our membership was that there was a desire for even policy committee to see these projects and see the scores before we asked you guys to act on them. And so really the purpose of bringing them today was so that it's, you know, everyone gets a chance, you know, the TAC has looked at them, you get a chance to look at them, look at your scores, if there's any major issues or if you have concerns, we can address them now before, you know, putting the gun to your head and say, okay, you have to approve these today. So that's really what we're trying to do. I think, you know, the other thing I would just ask is that as we see the way things have scored, this was the year of work from our funding policy subcommittee to put together a new funding policy guidelines. It doesn't mean it's perfect, so if there are things that people look at and say, why did this happen, or how come this project is preferred over this project? We try to do that internally, but if you have anything that you see that you don't like or you think could be improved on, we will be willing to revisit that in the coming year when we update the funding policy again in about 18 months. So.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Thank you, Mr. Baker. Thank you, Mr. Poulet. Item number 4, old business, there is none. Item number 5, new business, there is none. Item number 6, resolutions. Resolution 2017-13, approving amendment number 4 to the Transportation Improvement Program, fiscal year 2018 through 2021, to add ODOT awarded OTPPP funds in fiscal year 2018 for PARTA.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6A, in your mail out. ODOT is awarding these funds through its Office of Transit. These are ODOT attributable funds that are being flexed over for transit use. PARTA is requesting the addition of $800,000 in federal funds in fiscal year 2018 as part of their annual preventive maintenance budget. These funds will be used to maintain their vehicle fleet as well as their bus facilities and transfer locations. The source of funding is ODOT attributable surface transportation program funds, and will replace PARTA's own federal transit funding. PARTA is also requesting the addition of $413,000 in state attributable CMAQ funds in the current fiscal year for the purchase of 5 small buses. These funds are also awarded through the Office of Transit's OTPPP program. These funds will be issued at 100% federal through the use of toll revenue credits. This project revises the current PARTA small bus purchase for the current fiscal year. And lastly, PARTA is requesting the addition of approximately $89,000 in state CMAQ funds to purchase an additional CNG fueling pump for their new bus fueling station. In summary, with this amendment, ODOT is providing PARTA with essentially an entire year's worth of federal funds. So thank you to ODOT for this approximately $1.3 million in federal funds. Staff is requesting approval of resolution
2017-13,
and we will be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for Mr. Gardner? I will entertain a motion to accept.
I move that we accept staff's recommendation.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Jim Rayner.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Item number 16, resolution 2017-14, approving support for ODOT safety performance measures goals. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, sir. Attachment 6B, the purpose of this resolution is to approve AMAT support for ODOT safety performance targets. Safety performance management is part of the overall transportation performance management TPM program. Federal Highway Administration is requiring state DOTs and agencies like AMAC to develop a strategic approach that uses system information to make investment policy decisions in order to achieve national goals. Recent federal legislation requires ODOT and AMAC to establish performance measures and set targets that demonstrate reduction in fatal and serious injuries on all public roads. The required performance measures for safety are the number of fatalities, fatality rate, the number of serious injuries, the serious injury rate, and the number of non-motorized fatalities and injuries. AMETS is required to establish safety performance measures by February 27th of next year, 2018. We have two options available for satisfying this requirement. We can commit to a quantifiable target for each measure within the AMETS area, or we can approve ODOT statewide targets and agree to plan and program projects so they can contribute toward the accomplishment of those goals. After reviewing historical crash trends, external factors, and through consultations with the state agencies like AMAT, ODOT is recommending a 1% annual reduction target across all 5 safety categories. A full discussion of safety planning and the identification of safety needs for the AMAT area is found in the latest traffic crash report, which was approved by this committee in January of 2017. Use of performance measures for safety will impact MS member applications for funding at the local, state, and federal level. The MS funding policy guidelines may be amended in the future in order to satisfy safety goal measures and to support ODOT's goals. As additional federal program rules become available, things could change slightly in the future. The staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2017-14. This resolution approves AMET support for ODOT safety performance goals. Are there any questions?
Seeing no questions from Mr. Gardner, I'll entertain a motion to accept.
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
No, second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same? Hearing none, motion carries. Item 6C, Resolution 2017-15, approving projects to be funded under the CMAQ funding program. Mr. Poulet.
Chairman. Attachment 6C is Resolution 2017-15R, and it has the R designation because we had to revise it from the time that it was originally written. We originally had six CMAQ projects fully funded, and unfortunately, one of them was withdrawn by the sponsor, so we now have six fully funded projects instead of like six and a half. So the I'd like to briefly go through the new CMAQ projects. But first of all, I'd like to just briefly review the CMAQ funding. CMAQ funding, as you probably already know, is funding for any project that is used to improve air quality and reduce congestion. And we used to have our own CMAQ funds, and about 5 or 6 years ago, it was combined, and now it's a statewide program. So we actually kind of compete on a statewide level, but they usually still give us the share that we would have normally received. And this round of funding, MS received $12.8 million for new projects. The first project is in Coffee Township. It was submitted by Summit County. It's at the intersection of Cleveland Maslin Road and Coffee Road at the circle. This is adding a eastbound left turn lane and a southbound right turn lane. There's been some increase in traffic making those movements, and the CMAQ awarded for this project is $400,000. The next project is in Fairlawn at the intersection of Cleveland Road and I-77. This is sponsored by the City of Fairlawn. The CMAQ requested was $3.2 million. The project is the construction of a roundabout at Rock Rock Road. The northbound off-ramp will be right turn only, and there'll be some various other improvements through that interchange. The next projects are transit projects. PARTA requested $920,000 for two 35-foot buses, and Metro requested $1.56 million for three over-the-road CNG buses. These are the type of buses they use on their North Coast route, which runs between Akron and the Akron area and Cleveland. Hudson requested $2.5 million for the construction of a continuous left-hand turn lane on State Route 91 south of downtown. And finally, Streetsboro. This is the project that was going to originally be partially funded. Will now be fully funded, receiving $4.159 million for a continuous left-hand turn lane between Market Square Drive and Frost Road. So those are the six new projects, and if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Yes, Joe.
The job was given up with $3.6 million.
Yeah.
So we took $1.6 million of that and put it into the street car job.
Yes, that's correct.
What happens to the remaining money?
We are going to have a TAC TIP meeting and discuss how to do that. There's a number of options. We could fund the, or partially fund the next CDOT project, or we could, there's a couple other options also. I don't want to talk about those too much right now, but
I think just to be transparent, I think one of the things we're looking at is that there is an STP job that is eligible for CMAQ.
So possibly
providing them the CMAQ, you know, do it and swapping out so we can go further down the STP list.
So we could do some more.
I think those are the two options on the table. But with the time, you know, we found out about this yesterday. And so we felt the best thing to do, we knew that we would fully approve the six, and then we thought we would discuss it at the subcommittee level to go through the other options, essentially.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions from Mr. Poulet? I will entertain a motion to accept approving the projects to be funded under the CMAQ funding program.
Chair, let's move to accept.
Do I have a second?
Second, Joe.
I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you. Item 7, other business. Report of 2018 nominating committee. It has been my extreme pleasure to serve as chairman of this committee for the last couple of years. Mayor Becerra from Richfield has served as the vice chair of the committee, and the nominating committee has asked that she be moved up to the chairman's position. And barring any volunteers from anywhere that want to be the chair, Mayor Clark from Manaway has stated that she would like to be the vice chair. So those are our two candidates that we nominated for this position. We need to take a vote on that?
A motion to accept them.
So, Mr. Harrison, thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Hearing none. Thank you, Mayor Becerra. And please keep Mayor Becerra in your hearts and prayers. She has family members in the hospital, and that's why she's not here today. And congratulations, Mayor Clark.
Thank you.
You'll have fun. It really has been my pleasure. This is a great group of people. You guys are already in my book. 2018 AMS meeting calendar.
All right, so your calendar is attached. The only thing I want to point out is since we've sent the calendar, we've gotten some feedback from the venue that it's June Policy Committee meeting on the 14th has a conflict, and we might need to move that up to to the Wednesday versus the Thursday. We will obviously keep you informed as we get closer, but supposedly they must have found somebody to pay them or something. Because we were told that all of a sudden we have a conflict, which we didn't before. Other than that, this should be good for our 18 meeting dates, and I believe we do ask for a motion on this.
Well, I will accept the motion to accept the 2018 MS meeting calendar with the possibility of having to move the June meeting.
So moved.
I have a motion, I have a second.
Second.
I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Hearing none, motion carried. Again, it has been my pleasure to serve. This is we've had a lot of great feedback, a lot of good talking with all the other mayors, and it's really, and the service directors and the other people that are here. It's always good to hear that we're not the lone men in the barrel, and or women for that matter. It's a tough life out there for everybody. I fully support an increase in gas tax. I mean, I looked in my town today, and my gas prices are up 10 cents from yesterday. I don't think anybody will notice a 7 or 8 cent increase, but the possibilities of what it can do for us. You saw Mr. Poulet's report, 37%. And there's more and more and more that we need to fund. And again, thank you all so much. I know that turning this over to Mayor Bechere, we will all be in good hands. So thank you again.
And for other business, because well, you did get a chance to speak, but I did want to present you with this as a thank you from the staff and from the rest of the committee. We really appreciate your service as policy committee chairman for 2 years, which is actually also my first 2 years in this position, so I will always remember it, and really appreciate the support you've given us and the staff and your leadership for the last 2 years. So we thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We all owe a big round of applause to our folks at ODOT, too. They are there for us. And, Steve, you guys are fantastic.
Hey, always. Always.
All right.
We need a motion to adjourn.
We need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.